Welcome to Life Fabulous Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I am so excited to introduce to you one of the world's most amazing speakers, Mr. Elliot Kay. Elliot, why don't you take it from here?
Okay, thank you. What an amazing and fabulous introduction there. I don't know if I kind of carry off as well as you do, Tanya, with a fabulous, with my British accent. Hi, my name's Elliot Kay, and as you've heard, I am a international strategist, speaker, and author. I currently run two companies. One of them is a public speaking training company, and another one is a strategy company. And this particular talk is all about getting your speaking strategy sorted. So I'm going to throw a lot of information at you. And at the end, what I am going to do is I've got a little present for you, which will allow you to further cement all of the learnings that I'm going to go through today. So buckle up, get your headset plugged in, get your attention, and I'll get going. So right now, by the way, just so you know, it's 11:30 here in the UK, and we've had really hot, sweltering weather. It's a bit like being in Florida, is the best way I can explain it. And as a result, I've got a little bit of the sniffles. I hope you'll forgive me. My recent book, Power to Succeed, has actually become a bestseller on Amazon, so congratulations to me. Yay! And also, I just want to explain that part of our mission, part of the reason why I do what I do, is because I want to impact a million businesses strategically. I want to go out there and I want to impact a million businesses strategically with the system that I'm going to talk you through today, which will help supercharge your speaking strategy. It'll help get your strategy sorted. And if you like what you see, again, I've got a little present for you, or you like what you're hearing, because you're not seeing anything, right? So just stay tuned. So that's my mission, impact a million businesses with strategy, because I know what it's done for my life. I know what it's done for my businesses. You see, I've got over 6,000 hours of speaking. I've probably got treble that in training. I stayed the stages with Richard Bandler, with Sharon Lecter, with some of the biggest speakers. I've done a TEDx. I've done rooms with 10 people. I've done rooms with 500 plus. But I'll only ever be judged on two things, and this is what I believe. I'll be judged on what father I am to my beautiful daughter, Ariella, and what husband I am to my wife. That's why I do what I do. And the reason I'm telling you this is because the strategy I'm going to talk about is all about giving you the purpose and the strategic purpose and the tools to go and implement and have the ability to build the business you want to build and have the lifestyle you want to have. And that's what's really important to me. Whether you want an exit strategy or whether you want a lifestyle strategy, this system allows you to do that. And that's what's so great about the strategy system. So there's three key components to the strategy system. And I know it's going to be slightly different from some of the other speakers you've heard of, because I've done the mindset thing. I used to run a coaching business. That's not for me. I want to leave that to the amazing coaches that have been on the call, to the amazing speakers that you interact with. I am about the strategy. And the strategy component is part of three parts. So you've got the heartbeat part, right? And I'm going to go through that in a minute. Then you've got the blueprint part, which is all about the commercialization of your business. And this is about the game plan, the execution. Here's the thing. If you're not pulling in the lower part of six figures, at least as a speaker and a coach and a trainer, consultant, you're doing something really, really wrong. And, you know, even if it's not about the money, it's about supporting the lifestyle, you've got to be doing things differently. And this is what I want to talk to you about. If you're hitting the six and seven figures, great. Then it's about scalability. It's about how can we remove you from the business if possible. And there's ways to look around that. So I'm just going to talk you through the different components of the strategy in the next, well, I've got 20 minutes left now. But I just want to go through and remind us, whoever's listening, the six key reasons that we start a business. And one of them is passion. We're passionate about something. We're passionate, people. We want to go out there, we want to share our passion, right? And that's why we start a business. The next part is freedom. And for me, it's about the freedom of choice, choosing where and what we want to do and how we want to do it. The next part is, of course, to make money. Whether it's to make six figures or seven figures, it really doesn't matter in my eyes, as long as you have the ability to make money, to ask for your worth, to make a lot of money, because then you can do what you truly love without worrying about the little things like paying bills, mortgages, excuse me, and stuff like that. The other reason we start a business is because of time. We want to choose how we spend our time. We want to be of service, and of course, we want less stress. Unfortunately, the reality of that, when I meet a lot of people, whether a six-figure turnover business, whether they're a seven-figure turnover business, the reality I come across is people tend to lose their passion. They're too busy. They don't have any freedom. They're like, okay, I might be pulling in seven figures, but I'm not seeing any of it. I've got no time. I've got no time for family, for friends. I've got no time to go out because I'm too busy running the business. Right? This might sound familiar to you. And of course, a lot of them end up burnt out, unhealthy, stress, anxiety, with disease, and the stress levels are sky high. And the truth is, right, and this is a real hard, hard truth to take, is it doesn't need to be that way. The reason I focused on strategy so much is because I pretty much lost everything, and all in a month. I was in Australia, this is in 2011. Within a month, none of my clients renewed when I was coaching. I fell into a dispute with another company, they stopped paying me. I had to declare bankruptcy because of a property investment that I'd been bankrolling in debt, and I had to give it back to the bank. And I was committed not to ever be in that situation again. So when I came back to the UK, and I've got to say that I was brokenhearted as well, because I was actually out in Australia following a woman that I loved, and that didn't work out. When I came back, I was determined to figure out a system, a way that is predictable, replicatable, but will always lead you towards where you want to go. So, and that's the system that I'm talking about. It's called the strategy system, and that's the three parts of it, right? And it's the heartbeat part, it's the blueprint part, it's the game plan part. It's the heartbeat part, it's the blueprint part, it's the game plan, yeah? And that's really, of course, it goes very, very deep, and a lot of workshops, they don't go very deep on that, but it's about simplifying strategy. If you can't fit it into three simple sections, it's too complicated. If it's too complicated, it's overwhelming. If it's overwhelming, we don't do it. And we stop, we give up, we beat ourselves up. And that's why this system is so effective. So let me talk about a little bit about the purpose piece. And this is the heartbeat piece of the business, and within it falls purpose, values, vision, right? So within the heartbeat piece, there's purpose, excuse me, values, vision, right? And I'm just gonna talk a bit about purpose, because purpose is literally the driver of the whole business. This isn't your purpose in life. This is your strategic purpose. This is the same purpose you would show an investor if they were looking to invest in your company, right? It's a strategic purpose, and that has five key components. It's got, and the five components are this. And maybe what you might want to do is, when you're listening to this, is grab a pen and actually write this down, because these are gold. These are gold. And this is really, when I came back and I did this piece, and I had a strong strategic purpose, I've never swayed. And I've grown the business a lot quicker. Because this is literally the driving force behind why are you running a business? Why are you running a business? This is your big why for running a business. So the first component is the passion piece, right? You only do what you're passionate about. And the question to ask there is, what is your talent or where are you in flow? What is your talent and where are you in flow? Got it? What is your talent and where are you in flow? Everything else, you hire, you outsource. Yeah? So that's the first piece, is the passion piece. The second component of purpose is impact. What impact will you have in your market space? Who is your market space that you can impact? Very, very important. Yeah. Not all good ideas make money. Not all good ideas are businesses. And not all good ideas have a market. So where can you make impact? Next part is service. What services are you offering? I know that's one-on-one, but the more extensive you can be with that, the better. It doesn't mean you do it at once, but it gives you a target to aim towards. The next piece is financial. What is the turnover you want to build? Now, some of you already might be six figures. If you're doing this, rewrite that to a seven figure. You don't have to write the exact number. I'm going to read you our example, but it's about really knowing the size of business you want to build. A lot of people talk about the seven figures. A lot of people want the seven figures, but they haven't figured out how to make six yet. But knowing that in 3 to 5 years, you're going to be a seven figure business is a good target to aim for. And the last part is lifestyle. What is the lifestyle you want to live? And this is really important part, just as much as everybody or the other components, but people forget about the lifestyle piece. People forget that you're building a business to support your lifestyle, not to consume your lifestyle. And too many business owners, too many entrepreneurs, too many people do not factor in the lifestyle they want to live. So the five components are passion, impact, service, financials, and lifestyle. That's passion, impact, service, financial, lifestyle. Yeah? This is what you build your business around. It's all about your strategic purpose. Why do you exist from a strategic point of view? I'll never forget, I was doing this session with a IT consultant here in the UK, and he was doing this purpose piece, and he's like, yeah, I've got a passion for IT. I love consulting. He was very niche in his IT market. You know, he knew his services back to front. And, you know, they were an 8 million turnover company, very few staff, great profit margins. They were doing okay on paper. But then I asked him about the lifestyle. I said, look, what about your lifestyle piece? And then he said, what do you mean by lifestyle piece? I was like, what about the lifestyle piece? Are you living a purposeful life? Are you spending time with your family, with your friends? Is your business supporting the lifestyle you want to live? And his response was, I can have a lifestyle. And I'm like, of course you can have a lifestyle. How could you not factor in a lifestyle? He said, I don't know. I just built the business. I just work. So, from then on, literally everything changed for him. And he completely changed the infrastructure of the business. He hired more. Of course, they ate into their margins a bit. But it completely allowed him to be more free, to truly enjoy building a business that he was building. Another case was, I was working with a young female investor, and she built out a property portfolio very quickly. And what happened was, she came to me and she was just stressed out and burnt out. And again, on paper, you think she's very successful. 1.3 million property portfolio in 10 months. And but she had no energy. She was burnt out. She was emotional. She was crying. And I took her through this piece of like, okay, what's your passion piece? What's the impact you can make? What's the services? What's the financials? And she gave me some great answers. And then I asked about the lifestyle piece. And then she said, well, I'm building this business so I can leave my work, which is what she was doing at the time. I said, okay, then what? She goes, well, then I can travel. I'm like, all right, tell me more about the lifestyle. Once you've traveled, once you've got all the shoes, once you've got your favorite car, then what? She goes, you know, I could buy some more properties. I'm like, great, tell me more about the lifestyle. You've bought the property. You've got the cars, you've got the shoes, you've done the traveling, then what? And then she, you can see the kind of, you know, for those of you NLP trained, you can kind of see that she's about to have this breakthrough, the eyes are going, she's sweating. And then she just goes, like this lightness came over her. And she just went, well, I'm building this business so I can hold my kids' hands when they go to school. I'm building this business so so I can hold my kids' hands when they go to school. That was a beautiful moment. That was the moment she didn't know this, that their business was about to grow so much faster. And it has. That's best part of 3 years ago now. They've now trebled that portfolio and they're continuously growing, but they're doing it in a way that's sustainable, that's systemized, and I'll go through the five key areas of the business in a minute, and they're doing it in a way that's creating the lifestyle they want to live, that supports how they want to spend their time, how they want to be free. They go away every 8 weeks. She's now married with her husband, she does the business with. I hope she's married to her husband, but she's now married to her best friend, Dave. But it's on their terms. But the driving force behind it is to create that lifestyle for that moment that she can hold the kids when they go to school. So she's not running around working. So she's there when they wake up. And it's completely accelerated the growth of their business. Although they haven't started a family yet. So here's mine. I'm going to share that with you. So the passion piece is we're passionate about giving business tools to grow. The impact, where we can make an impact, is highly skilled and trained change makers who want to grow their business sustainably. Our services offer people cutting-edge strategic tools, allowing them to become leaders in their industry. Excuse me. Our financial is to build a multi-million pound business with a five-year exit plan, allowing us freedom, philanthropy, and to become investors. And the lifestyle piece is freedom to choose how and where we live and create an inspiring environment for our family. So that's the purpose piece, and that's really important. So I hope you listen to this, you rewind, and you write your own purpose piece. Now, the way to achieve it, there's the blueprint part where you really spend a lot of time focused on your ideal client, not who you could work with, it's who you want to work with, who can get results, and who can pay you. Once you understand your ideal client, you then create the offering to serve your ideal client. Yes, it's a lot easier to sell. People want to buy from you when you already know their pain, when you understand their buying behavior. Once you do that, you launch your offering, you then measure your marketing. Is it working? What's not working? You keep tweaking. I'm aware I don't have a lot of time. Then you streamline and scale. Then you scale. But too many people do this the wrong way. They pump a lot of money into something that's untested. They create a product that the market doesn't want or a few people want to work. They never measure the marketing. They do their marketing on hope, on wishing. They go, well, I just hope it will take off. Maybe tomorrow. And, you know, if you speak to any trader, no one trades on hope. They trade on fact. It's the same with marketing. Numbers don't lie. So the blueprint has key four steps. Of course, there's other stuff behind it, like the marketing funnels and the sales funnels, right? But the next step is your blueprint, is the commercialization of the business. Once you have your strong strategic purpose, once you have your strategic values, once you have your strategic vision, you're then into the blueprint. And then after that, and by the way, I just want to quickly say this. I do have something called the Strategy Room on Facebook. If you'd like to join that, it gives access to me. There's loads of cool people who are all about strategy. So it's the Strategy Room. There's three questions you need to ask, But just say, hey, I listened to your recording. Let me in and I'll let you in. And then we're on to the game plan, right? And the game plan is the five key areas of strategy. Yeah, so you've done your heartbeat piece, you've done purpose, vision, and mission. Purpose, vision, and value. And then you've done the blueprint, you're looking at commercializing. Then we're into execution. And the five strategies are marketing, sales, operations, finances, and people. It doesn't matter if you're a solopreneur for now. If you want to grow, you need great people in your business, that needs a strategy. You must understand the financials of the business. Even if you're not an accountant, you can understand the numbers. Operations, it's all about the systems and the processes in your business. So important if you're to grow a seven-figure business. Yeah, sales. Yeah, it's all about getting your messaging to land on your ideal client so they buy from you, so they want to work with you. And it's understanding the different offerings at the different price points to take them on a journey with you. And then, of course, marketing is how people hear from you. Don't assume because you have a website, that's enough. Don't assume because you do Facebook Live, that's enough. You need to measure everything. Don't assume because you pump money into Facebook, it's going to work. You need to look at the marketing that works best to serve your ideal client. You need to look at the sales, how they're converting. Is your sales funnels working, right? Operations, do you have efficient automation of the business? Are the processes clear and defined? And then there's financials. I'm going to sneeze. Give me one second. I'm terribly sorry. There we go. Nice British sneeze. Then there's financials. Yeah. Understanding the numbers, looking at your return on investment, looking at your profit and loss sheet, functioning like a business owner. And then there's the people. Remember, what you're not passionate about, you outsource. Right? You outsource that. Because then you have time to only do what you're passionate about. I have a team of 5 people, and they're all incredible, and they all take away everything I don't enjoy. Therefore, I can sit there, and I can have consultations, and I can sit there with my mentoring clients, and I can do my talks, and I can be free to do what I'm passionate about because of the team I have. So really look at your people strategy. So those are the 5 key strategies. Marketing, sales, operations, financial, people. Marketing, sales, operations, financial, people. There's no point having those 5 strategies if you don't have a strong heartbeat for the business and you don't have a strong blueprint to the business. And that's really, really, really key to everything. Now, in the short space of time I have here, that's what I wanted to impart. So if you're going to supercharge your speaking strategy, really look at, first of all, what's the purpose for existing? What's your why as a speaker strategically? What's your vision? What's your values? Then look at what's your way of monetizing your speaking beyond just speaking on the stage. And then look at the 5 key areas that that needs to happen in: marketing, sales, operations, finances, and people. So my name has been and still is and will always be Elliot K. You can find me at the Public Speaker Association page under Elliot K, and all my social media is there. And if you want to join the strategy room, please feel free. But what I do have as a present for you, I said there's a present, is my 100K blueprint. Whether you want to get to 100K or you want to earn 100K, I explain the blueprint aspect of the strategy system in a free giveaway. And I'd love you to have it. So grab a pen and paper, and basically it's www.tinyurl.com, so that's tinyurl.com/EK, so my initial is Elliot K, but you're just putting EK, then 100K, yes? So that tinyurl, tinyurl.com/EK100K. You see? I'll say that again, www.tinyurl.com/EK100K. So tiny URL, EK100K, yeah? Tiny URL /EK100K, all one word, all lowercase. And that's my giveaway. And literally, the 4 steps I talked about: analyzing your avatar, getting your offering right, measuring your marketing, streamlining and scaling, that's all in there. That's all in there with great explanations, great examples. And that's my gift to you. And just to let you know, I will be coming and doing some events in LA, but we'll be talking. So the moment you subscribe, you'll be hearing all about that. I'm looking forward to coming and conquering America. I'm like the Beatles, bringing the music home. That's what I say. So thank you very much for listening to me. Thank you very much for taking this on board. If you have any questions, tweet me. You can Facebook me. And I would love to hear from you. Thank you very much for taking the time to listen to me. Apologies for the sniffles and sneezes. But what can I do? Because the weather here is so hot and then so cold that I must have caught a little bit of the sniffles. But thank you very much. Remember, stay focused, stay hungry, and stay strategic. Thank you.